This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 17th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Assembly honors California Ag Day. Flooding hurts strawberry harvest. California Ag stats released. And a good news, bad news drought forecast. Speaker-elect tips hat to California Ag. Assembly Ag Chair Robert Rivas of Salinas, who will become Speaker in June, says it is important for the legislature to do all it can to support California agriculture. Rivas introduced a resolution yesterday honoring California Ag Day, which takes place Tuesday at the Capitol. He pledged to support all the people who work in the industry. But more importantly, we must support the communities, he said, referring to the town of Pajaro in his district, which has been inundated with flooding over the past week. Rivas called for reforms to ensure the industry can innovate and compete at a global market and to improve water conservation so crops can flourish. He said the burden of environmental protections should not fall on farmers alone, adding, "We need support and resources from Sacramento to make this possible." GOP jabs. Assembly member Devin Mathis of Visalia took to the microphone next to say lawmakers often forget about ag because it's not on the top of GDP drivers. He said he sought to protect family farms and push back on rhetoric about big ag. Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher, meanwhile, has never been more concerned about the future of ag as costs have soared amid a record fallowing. On the Senate side, Senator Brian Dahle of Beaver warned that family farms are being gobbled up by large corporations and hedge funds. Tequila, anyone? Assembly member Jim Patterson once again pushed hard for cultivating an agave industry in California. One UC Davis study last year on the succulent drought-tolerant potential has stuck with him. Watch for it. It's real, he said. It's coming to California in a big way. Flooding hit strawberry growers at a worst possible time. Losses from flooding along the Pajaro and Salinas rivers will likely cost hundreds of millions of dollars, while thousands of people have been displaced. The California Strawberry Commission sees a challenge of future ahead for the communities. The farmers were weeks away from harvest and had borrowed money to prepare the fields for it. According to the commission, the surviving strawberry operations will be vital to jobs and the local economy. For every dollar invested in them, 97 cents goes back to the community. Despite the setback, the commission projects that shipments from Oxnard and Santa Maria will increase this year to keep up with high demand. Commission President Rick Tomlinson promised the farming families and communities will work together to recover. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CDFA releases 2021 Ag Statistics Review. California agriculture earned $51.1 billion in cash receipts in 2021, a 3.6% increase over 2020, that according to a new CDFA report. In a year following 2020's pandemic lockdowns, the export value grew 7% to $22.5 billion. But CDFA Secretary Karen Ross stressed the gain in cash receipts does not equate to a bump in profit margins since supply chain disruptions increased input costs. Ross also pointed out that agriculture's economic impact extends far beyond the farm gate value. Stabenow, farm programs at risk if SNAP is cut. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow had a warning for House Republicans who are looking to slash spending on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Cut SNAP, she says, and the rest of the farm bill will be pared back too. Stabenow delivered the warning in her opening statement at yesterday's committee hearing with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Stabenow said, quote, threats are we are hearing from some of the House in favor of reckless and indiscriminate mandatory budget cuts will result in cuts to all farm programs. We cannot go backward at a time when our farmers and families need us most. Why it matters? Well, her warning put farm groups on notice, too. Early in the week, some 400 farm groups appealed to the Senate and House budget committees to ensure farm bill funding for a range of concerns, including commodity program price supports. Almost simultaneously, a group of House Republicans proposed a major expansion of SNAP work requirements. Stabenow's clear message that SNAP proposal would doom any chance of shoring up commodity programs. By the way, Secretary Vilsack, who defended his department's update of the Thrifty Food Plan, which increased the monthly benefit for SNAP recipients, was animated when asked by a reporter whether the White House would agree to expand work requirements in SNAP as a part of a compromise on raising the debt ceiling. TFP is an assessment of eating costs. It's used as a basis for SNAP benefits. In addition to all of the important work that it does for families, SNAP also helps subsidize low-wage companies and businesses, Vilsack said. He continued, so when people talk to me about work requirements, my question is, if you're truly interested in that, are you also taking a look at the wage levels? On the debt ceiling issue, he said President Biden, quote, has been pretty clear. There's no negotiation on the debt limit. You can read more about the hearing at www.agripulse.com. And don't forget, Secretary Vilsack will speak Monday at the annual AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit in Washington. You'll also hear from leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees, as well as a range of experts debating the future of ag and food policy. NOAA offers mixed forecast on drought. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration expects drought to improve across California and much of the West this spring after an abnormally wet conditions in the region this winter. Exceptional and extreme drought has been wiped out in California and the surrounding Great Basin for the first time since 2020, the agency says. Conditions in the northern and central plains are also expected to improve due to spring moisture. Now take note, the southern plains not off the hook. Drought expected to persist through the spring and even develop in parts of New Mexico. Parts of the northwest and northern Rockies may also see continuation of drought, NOAA says. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Just one piece of advice about the Secretary of HUD. I found out the hard way. Never bring her vegan food. That Senator Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat, referring to Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge at a Senate Ag hearing. Booker is a vegan. Fudge, apparently, is not. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 17th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.